I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Charges are now filed against a St. Cloud State University student who allegedly threatened to shoot up a fraternity. MSP Airport avoids long TSA lines, and Minneapolis is making a bid to host the 2028 NFL Draft. But first, Governor Walz has begun his statewide infrastructure tour. He visited a Robbinsdale water treatment plant to launch a series of stops promoting a $907 million bonding proposal. Walz says the plan focuses on local utilities and safety projects and is designed to address Minnesotans' essential needs.
It's the core responsibilities of government: safety and security of our citizens, and the delivery of the basic infrastructure, water, safe roads, schools.
Legislative leaders will now negotiate the package as the current session enters its final 2 months. Minneapolis is making a bid to host the 2028 NFL Draft. Minnesota Sports and Events CEO Wendy Williams-Blackshaw tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar the bidding war began several years ago, and they just submitted their final proposal to the NFL a couple of weeks ago.
We do really well with these events. NFL knows we put on a great Super Bowl, and a lot of the people who are here at Minnesota Sports and Events actually put on the Super Bowl. So this is a really great opportunity, and again, we're going to give it our best shot.
U.S. Bank Stadium would serve as the backdrop in 2028. Pittsburgh is hosting this year's NFL Draft beginning April 23rd. Last year, some 600,000 people took part in the four-day event when it was held in Green Bay. Minneapolis is the only NFC North city to not host a draft. Lawmakers at the state capitol hearing from union grocery store workers on a bill that would ban so-called surveillance pricing in their stores. They're supported by DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy, who says the name surveillance pricing itself is all you need to know.
The idea that we are being watched, that algorithms and AI are tools big corporations and big tech have access to, and we don't, that our names and even our faces are popping up on lists and screens that we're not aware of.
Minnesota business groups have expressed concern about the two surveillance pricing related bills at the Capitol. Congress is also considering multiple bills to ban or limit the practice. Minnesota Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is reporting on conditions inside an immigration facility in Texas. She conducted an unannounced oversight visit at the Camp East Montana Immigration Detention Facility in El Paso, Texas, describing the conditions.
I went to the Whipple building in Minnesota when my constituents and Minnesotans were detained there. Many of them were sent here. I demanded to see my constituents here at Camp East Montana, and I was denied access to them.
She was eventually let in. Camp East Montana is currently the largest detention facility in the nation, holding 3,000 people a day on average in a makeshift tent encampment. Charges are now filed against a St. Cloud State University student who allegedly threatened to shoot up a fraternity after he was not accepted as a pledge.
According to the criminal complaint, police located Romolo Lloyd in class, where they found he had a loaded handgun, ammunition, replica firearms, and a knife in his bag. Lloyd has an extensive criminal history in Hennepin County and has been found incompetent to stand trial multiple times. He is no longer allowed on campus, and university leaders say they are providing support to the fraternity.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes reporting. The University of St. Thomas community is mourning the death of a student who died after being hit by a car in Minneapolis.
Saham Hassan was a senior pursuing a bachelor's degree in public health. She was set to graduate in May of this year. She's from Minneapolis and graduated from Robbinsdale Armstrong High School in 2022 and started studying at St. Thomas in the spring of 2023. The family said in a statement that she was someone who wanted to heal, to serve, and to make a difference for people, describing her as a truly beautiful soul. Minneapolis police, meanwhile, continue to look for the driver who hit and killed her in Northeast Minneapolis Sunday. She died from her injuries on Monday. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
TSA agents at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport are being stretched thin.
Attitudes and feelings among TSA officers range from anxiety to resentment to outright anger.
Neil Grossman, a union spokesperson, says that while other airports have had trouble with long wait times, at MSP, travelers have not seen it.
We're very serious about our job here. We're trying to do the right thing and trying to get people on airplanes safely.
He also says he doesn't believe that ICE agents would be helpful in the event where there were longer lines. Finally, a health summit focused on rural youth is underway in south central Minnesota today.
Minnesota State University Mankato professor Brooke Burke says rural communities face unique health challenges that are not sustainable.
One, for sure, is that access to health for folks living in rural areas is a challenge. Many folks will drive a couple hours just to get access to health resources, and that's not a sustainable opportunity.
Burke adds that there continues to be a collaborative focus on overall youth health in the state.
We are serving a younger population, and if we can really synergize the work that we are doing to support those younger folks, then it will move on up throughout their lifetime.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.